Don't let none of them jokers speak. I don't want to hear none of that mess. I want my flowers right now.
Right now, nigga.
I want my flowers right now.
We ain't trying to figure out, you know, if, you know, like, damn, I wonder. Nah, nigga, let niggas know right now. Like, we got some good dudes in the building today. And we giving niggas they flowers now. Like,
right now. We giving it to
like,
them.
Yeah, because they deserve it. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you ain't got a ego problem, we're letting people know how you feel about them or just how valuable they are to you in your life, then, you know, you probably ain't worthy of they motherfucking friendship, my nigga. So, you know, we don't need, when me and him gone, when it's over and done with, motherfucker, like this. Yeah. Don't be having none of them lame ass, I don't let it know. Don't let none of them lame ass niggas come up in my shit. Oh, boy, that was my boy. I fuck with that nigga right there, boy. That nigga, real one. Man, cut that shit out, man. We can grown past that shit so much, man. You know, it's like, you know, and we ain't mad at nobody. It's just that we don't want that bullshit around us.
We ain't mad at nobody, man.
We don't want that phony shit around us, my nigga.
We just want everybody to take advantage of everything that you got now.
Yeah.
Because you keep on waiting around. We was talking about this earlier. Waiting around. You're going to wait around. You ain't going to wake up one day. Because ain't no... It's not a day that's promised.
Shit ain't guaranteed.
Ain't nothing promised, man. Mm-mm. I can pass away tomorrow. But I'm going to have a great time today. You know what I'm saying? So live every day like it's your last one.
Yeah. And keep them phonies off around you, man. So that's what it is, man.
So that was some everyday ish with Rook and me, no.
There you go. The same shit, man. You know how we move. We about to get it cracking and get into this great interview. We got GOV in the building. You know how we moving, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Let's go. Yo, we back. You know what this is. We here for a special interview. We got GOV in the building. Let's give it up for GOV one time. This is the official GOV reunion show.
Yes.
So that's where we at with it today, man. We got Mike Mitty on the phone. So when you hear the phone, that's who it is. We got Mike Mitty in the building too. GOV in the building. So, man, y'all don't let me talk too much. Y'all go ahead and let these folks know what's going on, man. Holler at them.
Hey, y'all go ahead and introduce yourself, starting with...
Yo, it's your boy, The Law.
Your
and C Rock, man.
That's right, M. Dot, she deuce in the house.
P Ross, man, all day.
Come on, man. 276 legends, man. In my book, in my eyes, these were the cats that was versus us in the county. These were the cats in the city that was really holding shit down. Genuine, authentic niggas.
Yes.
And, you know, it's only right that we extend the love to them because they always extended the love to us. So, you know what I mean? Glad to have y'all boys here, man. You already know. You already know, man. So,
You get into it, man. What is the name of the group? The Gutter Fam or GOV? Which one is it? Give us the origins about it, why it was a name change. Is it a name change? What's the particulars behind that?
Make sure you speak up too, because some of y'all like to be on the mic, so just speak up.
Go ahead, Pooh.
Well, the name of the group is GOV.
Yeah.
Right? But it's been a few different name changes because it started with me and Jermaine Clemens.
Okay.
Which a lot of people that have been rocking with us forever know him as the Born Rebel. And that started basically at Civic Development Group where everybody didn't work that.
Everybody worked the CDG.
Everybody worked the CDG. But so me and Jermaine, we used to kick it after work or whatever. And, you know, he'd be writing raps and he like, man, come on, big nigga. I know you got something. So.
Yeah.
I just wrote something down one day just to appease him, get him off my back. He like, yo, that's dope, whatever, you know, we need to start rapping.
Yeah. Yeah.
So me, I'm like, man, I'll play along. I ain't doing nothing else. I'll play along.
Yeah.
So he was like, the name of our group gonna be Me and This Man. Yo. Nah, it was Nate.
Of course.
I was this man.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It was me and this man. And then, so we on the side of Civic Development Group rapping.
Yeah.
You know, spitting.
Smoking.
Drinking. And so Marco come up and he like, yo, I was in a group, you know, blase this and that. And I write hooks and I do this and do that. So we just rapping and Cole come in and just busted out a hook and it just sounded so ill because he got that voice and that energy, definitely. Right? So we like, yo, me and him gonna be the rappers. We'll let Marco do the hook and you know, that be it. So one day we was up Jermaine's house and he like, yo, big nigga, got our name. What is it? I'm thinking it's going to be something crazy or whatever because he come up with me and this man. So I'm like, well, he said, yo, Gutters of Virginia.
That shit gangster.
I'm like, yo.
Gutters of Virginia.
He like, yo, we all from the gutter.
Definitely.
And I'm like, yo. I'm like, that's ill. I don't care what nobody say. That's dope. We going to rock with it. I said, it sounds so good.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was it. So then we got Schemes, you know. Shout out to Schemes. He, you know, he locked down right now.
Okay, free that man. Free that man, Schemes.
We're going to hope that man up out of there. Pray that man up out of there. But
yeah.
So it was me, Jermaine, Schemes, and Co. That was the original GOV.
Yeah.
Right? So we start going over. No, I'm lying. Jermaine came to me one day. He was like, I know where we can record.
Uh-huh.
So we went and recorded at this spot. With these white guys, they was like rock and roll.
Over there on Collinsville?
Collinsville.
Yeah, up on the right.
Man, yeah.
Right. Going over there by the Patrick Henry.
Exactly. They was rock and roll.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember them.
Yeah.
So we go over there, record, get the CD, put it in the junk. We was happy that, you know, we was recording, but it wasn't sounding like we wanted.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he like, yo. Soul Sounds.
Ha!
So we like, yo.
Yeah.
You know, heard about them, different people up there recording or whatever. Let's go ahead and go up there.
That right.
You know, put the little money together. Matter of fact, I ain't have a dime. I ain't have a dime, yo.
What year was this? By what year was this?
This was like 03.
No.
Woo!
Yeah, like, it was.
Like 03.
2003.
Late.
Late. With the Soul Sounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a couple cats up there rapping and things. And we, you know, we laid down our first track. I forget the name of it, man.
Anthem.
We called it the anthem too, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yo, it was.
Who was it? Who was on the track?
Me, Marco, Schemes, and Jermaine. Yeah. Me, okay. Marco, Schemes. By that time, that's all it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we, you know, we played that. Everybody was feeling it, whatever. Then all of a sudden, Schemes, you know, he was already enrolled in the army.
Yeah.
And he had to go do his thing.
Yeah.
So he went to Germany, and then all of a sudden, like, Jermaine just kind of dipped. You know what I mean? It was no explanation.
Life kind of way.
Yeah, well, he just started doing something different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Started doing something different.
Yeah.
So, being co. So I told him, like, yo, if me and you get together and we get serious about this thing, I'll find a house, I'll find a spot, we'll build a studio, and we'll carry it on to Schemes come back.
Yeah.
Damn right.
You know what I mean? So he was like, yo, cool, whatever you need. And that's, like, real, people don't understand, like, me and Marco's relate. Like, I met that man as a pen pal when I was in third grade.
Get the fuck out of here. We used to do that as kids. We used to do the pen pal.
My English teacher took my letter to his school and took his letter back to my school.
Yep.
We got the phone number, I saw a phone number, never saw until we got
Abbott Harris.
Man, cut it out, bro. That's real.
Me and that man been like, that's my brother since third grade, right? So we held it down.
Y'all go back. Y'all got a real friendship. Brotherhood.
Yeah, right. Brotherhood.
It's a brotherhood.
Yeah.
So I got a job at StarTech.
Hey, he taking niggas back. Yeah, look, if you from the two, you know these names, man. You know these names.
I got a job at StarTech, and this is how everything came to be. I'm outside on break smoking a cigarette. I see my man, Brother B.
Who is that?
He was Brandon then.
Yeah.
He was Brandon. And I go up to him, you know, because we worked together at CDG too.
Yeah.
So he like, well, you know, same thing everybody asks, you know, how you doing, what you doing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, still fooling with the music or whatever. I got this computer, got this software. Shout out to Meatball. For hitting us with our first copy of Fruity Loops.
Shout out that nigga M.
Shout out to M. Here's my first copy of Fruity Loops and Gold Wave. Yeah. So I told Brother B, I'm like, yo, we can make beats on a computer. He like, yeah, right. I'm like, yo, for real. I'm like, come through the spot. Yeah. You know, so I'll show you what I'm doing. And that's all it took. He came through the spot. That was it.
That's who we talking to now. That's who. That's
Mike
who,
Mitty.
That's Mike Mitty.
Right. That's Mike Mitty. But what was your? But you called him something else.
Brother B.
The original.
So Brother B on the that's who on the phone. That's what we doing the Zoom with or whatever. What was the producing? Okay, so from jumping off from where Pooh left off at, you carry it on now.
Can we get a shot for CDG real quick, man?
A CDG shot?
Yeah.
Let's go, man. Yo. Go ahead. I ain't got no cups, though, Marco. We're going to do it.
I mean a shout-out for CDG.
Oh, you got a shout-out? This is a shot. My bad. That's just me.
Yeah, CDG, man, brought us all together, man. That's how we all met.
That's no lie. I worked at CDG. I met Marco at CDG. No, I met him before that. I met Ross at CDG. I met you in the streets. Yeah, because in the street. Yeah, man, CDG was that spot.
Where did I first see you at?
Damn, 7:30. Where the hell? I don't.
What was the basement?
Damn.
When y'all was going, there was all y'all had a little thing y'all was doing where all y'all come down the steps and.
The
video.
Yeah,
that was the video for the anthem.
Yeah.
We was there. Anybody got this shit documented?
We was there.
So you can go get the video on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
You
know
what I'm saying? There we go.
I shared the video the other day. We was there.
That's gangster.
It's on my page and it's on Sheree's page too.
I missed that one. All right, Mike, Brother B, Mike Mitty, go ahead and finish, bro. We didn't mean to get carried away.
It's all good. So that's how I, you know, met up with Pooh and Marco was at CDG, and, you know, they was telling me they was rapping and shit, and I was like, yo, that's cool. You know, I had heard a lot of people say they was rapping, so I'll be honest, I ain't really take them all that serious at the time. But Pooh, you know, like, we met back up at StarTech, and... You know what I'm saying? Marco was working up there, and a whole bunch of us ended up working up there.
Damn.
And Boo was just like you said, like, come by the studio, man. Check us out. And I started listening to the music, and I was like, yo, this shit sounds just as good as what you hear on the radio. So
yeah.
I knew it was for real about it then. And Boo was like, yo, man, how y'all get the music? Like, I ain't never heard that beat on the radio or nothing.
Damn.
Boo was like, I made it.
What?
How the hell you do that? You know what I'm saying? You got a big studio? He's like, nah, on my computer. Like, I got a program in it. I'll show you how to use it. And like he said, that's all it took for me. He showed me how to make beats. And I used to worry him every day. Can I come by your crib?
Damn.
He was like, man, I'll just make a copy and you can take it home and you can make it your
own. So do you attribute your your producing skills and just your drive for being a producer, you attribute that to Pooh Ross?
Definitely, 100%. Like, I tell anybody that at any time, like, I never would have known nothing about music how to make music and be involved with music if it weren't for Pooh. Like, when he told me how to use that program, that shit changed my life.
So niggas take off.
100%, man, 100%.
Definitely.
We're going to get y'all into... Yeah. What was the recording process? How did y'all choose who was going to be on the track? Wait a minute. Let us know who is all in the GOV so we can understand the, you know what I'm saying, the recording process.
You think who all was in GOV?
Yeah, who?
Name some GOV members.
All right. So,
man,
it was a lot of us. It was me, Brother B, Cole, M. Dot, C. Rock, Stack Money, J. Fitz, R.I.P. Assassino.
R.I.P. That's the homie. That's the homie.
James Flames.
Oh, man.
Lawn Mag Schemes.
J Fitz.
Ashanta.
Yeah.
Vaughn. Pierre, shout out to her. She was coming today, but she said work ran over a little bit.
Salute.
Spud.
Spud.
Yeah.
God. What's the homie's name? Yeah, I remember one dude. I remember when we was coming in.
Oh, yeah, Intrigue. Sean Green. Sean Green.
The homie, man. He just, didn't he? That's why I met him in your studio.
Who that?
When me and Dion and KSC used to come over there. He died recently.
Wow. Sassano?
No.
Omar.
Mm-mm.
You know what's names? Johnny's nephew.
Man's name. No, not him. It was I can't think of the city.
He said Lazo.
Yo.
City.
You talking about Lazo?
City. I'm talking about city.
Lazo was not?
I'm talking about city, man. Rest in peace to city. I met city over there in your studio.
City was FBC, Fixburg Cartel.
Okay, yeah, guys. There you go.
Real talk, man. Real talk. Outside of Cole, like for real, outside of Cole, that's the closest thing I got to a brother, man, is not blood. And like I miss that dude every day. Mm. Because like real talk, that's one of the most solid dudes that I've ever in my life met. He wasn't ashamed of who he was. And he wasn't ashamed of who he wasn't. But real talk, you know what we're doing in this life. Anything we're doing in this life that we are proud of or that we think is good, we want somebody to see that.
To see that. Yeah, definitely. You know? Definitely.
And
acknowledgement.
You know, you expect your family, you know, your wife, your kids, your parents to support you. So that's already a given in most cases. But for somebody on the outside to be just as supportive or more supportive than
people on the inside.
Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, yo. Rest in peace to Sassano.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to City, a.k.a. Bullet Bradshaw.
Yeah.
A.k.a. Silky Johnson. You know what I mean?
And a.k.a. A man of many names.
That's my guy. Sorry for taking the time, man.
Y'all good, man. It's y'all's time.
That's my dude.
So, how did y'all decide who was going to be on the song? You just now named out 14 people. How did y'all be like, well, hey, what if somebody said, so I want to be on this song. Then you might be like, I don't know, that right there ain't had enough. How did y'all decide?
I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Tell the truth.
9 out of 10 times, it was whoever was down there.
That's how we did it.
Sometimes we'll sit around, me and Brother B would just sit back. Brother B would bring a flash drive, stick it in the computer, and we'll just all rock back, roll up, and let beats play.
Yeah.
And we'll just look at faces and see who like what.
Yeah.
Damn.
M.Dot like every beat. It didn't matter. If he was there, he'd be on every song. It did not matter.
Yeah.
Let's fuck with every beat.
Yeah. Cole had a hook for every song. Sassano had a verse for every song. If C-Rock was... I'm going to tell you how C-Rock got in the group.
That's C-Rock.
C-Rock came through. Cheer with us a couple times, you know. He like, P.I. rap. You know, so I spit a little bit. So I let him spit, you know what I'm saying? He spit with us or whatever. And he hopped on a song or two, and I let him do his own jam on that 50 Cent beat. I just finished listening to it. I swear, I love it, man. I just finished listening to it. But I'm going to tell you the kicker. We all down in the studio one day chilling. Knock on the screen, though. And I look up. First thing I seen was a GOV hat. C-Rock got the GOV hat. I'm like, yo. That's official. Like, he all like,
let that nigga in here.
Like, yo, ain't no phone or whatever.
That nigga's official. He didn't put that shit on the hat.
That shit, G.O.V., that was it, man. He had one.
Yeah.
Snow had one.
I was a friend of the G.O.V.
Yeah. G.O.V. fit.
The V.A. on the back of that.
Yeah, the V.A. on the back of that bitch.
Yeah. That's what's up, man.
It was a time, man.
But
you keep it going.
How did y'all distinguish which song was gonna be a single? Which one y'all was gonna do a video to? You know what I'm saying?
C-Rock.
Go ahead, C-Rock.
If you know any of y'all in the back, they answer. You know what I mean? If you wanna answer anything, you you can go ahead and answer, get it out there.
We ain't really do too many videos.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a time. That was a time when niggas won't.
Videos won't really.
We was popping during MySpace.
That's right.
Hey, give it up for MySpace.
You know what I mean? Like YouTube was just getting
just coming out.
Yeah, just getting started out.
Yeah, man.
So when y'all did that video, it was a big thing though.
Yeah, it was a big thing. Fucking production.
Hey, people like, hey man, we're gonna do a video there. We're gonna be over there. You just watch. We could.
Bro, that's what crazy. I swear I do not like that shit got you me fucked up because I do not remember that.
Because I remember it, man.
I just remember being in the studio with them so many times because they show KSC niggas so much love. I still listen to
that track that you and Danger did, man, on our album, man.
What happened with that joint?
I still be listening to it every day.
You got to send that home to me. Matter of fact, you got to send that.
Yo, which one? I'm a beast.
Oh, with him? With him to an assassin?
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, man.
Assassin on it?
Was it Stack?
No, I think it was Schemes.
It was Schemes.
Yeah. You got to play it for me because I don't even know what he's talking about.
I remember the first time I heard about y'all. I heard from you, but Steel Rod was like, man, went to this party last night.
No, Steel Rod, remember that.
What happened? I won't die though.
I was there.
Tell us about the party.
It was a battle that happened. Pooh, you tell it better than I do.
It was okay. We were at a little party. Shout out to Cheryl Hicks.
Okay.
She invited all us hoodlums into her basement, man.
And she a GOB fan for real.
And she would let us have a ball, man. Drink and play music and rap and battle whatever.
Yeah.
So this particular night we there, and we just in this. In this little cypher.
Yeah.
And these dudes come through. I'd never seen them before, but they come through and they joined the cypher with us, but they started like rapping at us. You feel me? Because I was rapping and it was Schemes rapping.
Yeah.
So it was Steel and some other guy, but
yeah.
Later on, come to find out, he really wasn't a rapper. He was just like there with them.
Yeah.
He was against me, and I'm like, this is not fair.
Yeah. Smoking him.
Just to be honest. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let y'all two jam, which is Schemes and Steel Rod.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to lie to you. That's the best battle that I done seen.
That shit was epic.
Like, that's the best battle I done seen straight up.
Yeah.
With nothing written. Yeah. Everything was off the head, and of course, we GOV, so we back Schemes, and they had some guys that ever smoked council, they back Steel. Nobody will ever say who won. That's like the Jay-Z DMX
battle.
Nobody will ever
say who won.
Who won. And me, honestly, a fan of rap, a fan of Schemes, a fan of Steel Rod, I cannot honestly say that either one of them took an L that night.
Damn.
Like, serious business. Yeah. When I sit back and think about it, the only thing, because, you know, they judge these days off of aggression and things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, Steel ain't that. Steel laid back.
Yeah, laid back. Yeah, definitely.
Schemes was the dog that
day. Yeah.
So, if any edge came, it was just because Schemes was out of control. You know what I'm saying? But it was still spitting. But I ain't gonna lie to you. If I could go back, and if we had camera phones and all this stuff,
didn't have them.
That's what I say, bro. If we had
that
phone,
epic.
Imagine having phones, Instagram, Facebook, all of the social media shit during this time. Like,
we'd be rich.
I honestly do believe.
I really believe.
I believe.
GOV, Smoke County, GOV, All Weather, F-13, Hall of Fame,
ITY,
FDC, ITY.
Definitely.
Look. I'm gonna let y'all finish. But I want to shout out everybody that's came through the Gutter Fam Studio.
Damn right.
That I can remember, and if I forget anybody, man, charge it to my head, not my heart. But shout out to For you to envy, Deadly Assassins, King Stat, Smoke County, FBC,
ITY Jamie Dilla Young World. Shout out to that man.
Yeah.
I recorded so much music with that man. Co Hook, man. Who else?
KJ.
Yeah, he was with
For you to envy.
Young Thing.
That was his group. Danger was the
we was bringing cats through because
F-13 came through. Lil Class with Jody.
Yeah,
I mean we had so many. Yo, shout out to Joey Moore. Shout out to Joey Moore.
Look, my
ace from StarTech. Helped me lay every nail in that booth.
I ain't gonna front, when we went to the studio, when we used to go over to the studio and shit, man, over
Clearview.
On Clearview.
That's where it was at.
Right on Clearview. It was always love, but when they got done with the studio, with like the setup, I was like, yo, this shit's stupid official.
Yeah.
I used to just love going up in that bitch. And you could blow in there. We used to smoke reef in that bitch. Just rap. Yeah. It'd be a blue light in that bitch.
Yeah.
Just rap. Like, I love that shit.
I used to go over there, Jay.
Yeah.
We used to sit down there and he used to come together, and then you could start to see it. And I'm like, yo, this the dopest shit I ever seen, man. Like,
it was professional as fuck.
It was like we was really in a real professional studio.
It was.
Made you feel better about what you was doing.
I think them studios do play a role on your craft. Like, like, you know, you in that, whether you're making the beat, you want to be somewhere where you're comfortable, you look around, you get motivated.
Yeah.
As a rapper, you come down to GOV in them studio. Yeah. He was like, "Oh yeah, I'm here. Let me go ahead and make sure my shit right." We used to have our shit ready before we even come up in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Come in that bitch and late. It was just that vibe. Like GOV was some real niggas. Like, I'm definitely still some real niggas.
Can I pick up?
Hell yeah. Get in.
That story, man. That story, yo. Nah, but StarTech, CDG, and StarTech.
Yeah.
StarTech. Long story short, you know, I was fresh out of high school, pretty much. I moved to the 434, Danville. Mm-hmm. All right, so I had some misfortunes and stuff where I stopped rapping, all that stuff. You know, good about 7 years. So I got to give a shout out to my man Knowledge, my man North Star, Philly Cats out there in Danville.
Okay.
He said, man, you know about hip hop, you know about rap, you spit a little bit this and that. I said, yeah. And we was a daily exercise, like a routine of spitting.
You're damn right.
You know, shout out NOI. You know, I was known for being suited up in Danville, so they called me. Everybody called me Muhammad in Danville. So when I got to flowing with these guys, they said, "Man, we got to do something different." First, they started calling me Murdoch, and then they was like, "Nah," I said M.Hammond. You know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I said, nah, everybody called me Shaduce. On the bill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I said, I'm gonna keep that. So I said, M.Shaduce. We put it together.
That's what we're running with.
By the time I come back to the bill, 2005, 2006, got me the job at CDG, got me the job at StarTech, went across the crew. Pooh said, "Hey man, what you doing?" I said, "Man, you still flowing, you still..." I said, yeah, I got a little something. He said, "Man, I got a crew, man." He said, "Half of them is in here."
Yeah.
I said, "Really?" Yeah. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, "Hey, put me down, man." I said, "I got something. I got a story to tell." He said, "Okay." So I'm in the basement of my house and kind of find out two of the GOV members lived on my road, on my block.
Yeah.
And I'm in the basement spitting, practicing my songs. Had three instrumentals. I hear a knock at the door. Rest in peace, his soul, man. Assassin O come knocking at the door. Assassin O. Lando come knocking at the door.
Rest
in peace. "Hey, man, I hear you there spitting, man." I had the music bumped a little loud. He said, "Man, I hear you there spitting, man." He said, "I spit too." He said, "I think we're on the same team." I said, "Team? What team?" He said, "GOV, let's go." I said, "Oh, right." And I said, "Pooh did tell me that you was involved in this too." He's like, "Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Fits too."
Yeah.
So I'm like, "Yeah." So so everything I love, every song that I let him hear, check out. I said, "Yo, check this beat out. I got this song." He spit over the same beat with another song.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I said, well, check this second song out, man. Check this. Spit. He came over. Spit. I said, man, that's you're fighting like me, huh? I like that fight.
Hey, man, one of the genuine cat. So
we definitely got in there. So by the time I kind of got myself together to get ready to get on the scene, first I ever been in the booth or anything, Pooh invited me out to his car. He said, I'm going to let you hear what we got so you know. Like Mike Mitty said, let you know that we ain't playing.
Yeah.
Top Dollars. Did we mention them?
Top Dollars. Yeah.
Top Dollars. Yo. My boy Ty, man. He let me hear the first track I ever heard. It come from GOB. He said, this is what we got. Ooh. Put Ty on there, that guy, man, was spitting, man, like water, like boom, boom.
God,
I said, I said, you know what? Okay, I'm going to step up a little bit.
You had to bring it.
So I'm getting right in that. Yeah. And we started doing it. And I'm going to tell you, the backwash from the people, the reaction from the people, when that CD dropped.
Bruh. And when did the first CD drop? What was the name of the first CD?
Well, the first CD was actually it was a mixtape that we did. It was actually called the GOV Murder Mixtape. Yeah, and it actually had a track on it that we was promoting called the Anthem. That's the first track that we got a lot of love off of.
What year was that?
That was 04.
That was 04.
That's when y'all dropped. Is that when y'all dropped?
That was the very first one that we recorded with Jody. Yeah. Okay. That was just
shout out to Jody too, man.
Me, Jermaine, Marco, and Schemes.
Oh, so everybody else won't own it?
Not yet. No. But the one that dropped, the double disc. July 21st, 2006.
Is that the one?
It's coming up on 15 years.
Is that the one we did the album release party up at? What's the name?
No, that was
the one.
That was
it.
That was Murderville Casserole.
We went up there to the what's the name?
I remember one of them
joints. Franklin County.
That was in Ferrum.
And y'all performed.
It was in Ferrum.
Y'all performed.
I remember them. I remember y'all talking about that. That party. Did y'all shoot a video that night too?
We shot a documentary that night.
It was a fucking movie. Because when they came back home, like that was the talk. Like, yo, y'all ain't go to the damn GOV party out there in Ferrum. That was like that shit was like that.
Had the red rope.
Yeah. Hey, I was fucking there.
Yeah, we were
smoking weed. We weren't even smoking it.
Somebody said, Pooh, go get Fino. He in there smoking weed. I go around the corner. It's Fino and Schemes.
Yep, we in there getting high as hell.
Oh my God.
We in there getting high as hell. I said, man, y'all put that shit out, man. Goddamn.
2007, November. 17th.
Yeah. Okay. I remember because that was two days before my birthday. I said, we going up there.
Hey, look.
We going up there.
GOV, like, to me, I looked at cats as competition in Martinsville, Henry County. I never looked at them as competition. It was like we were family. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I never had no kind of.
Yeah. You know, like, it was all different because I come up, you know. I come up rapping in the jungle with Jamie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I won't never. I rap with Jamie. I come over here. I rap with Rook. We be over there. Big Paul.
Yeah.
R.P. Big Paul. From Big Paul 9. I want Smoke County CD. That the first CD I ever was on was Smoke County. That was our fourth GOV.
You don't remember?
The very first Smoke County CD. Yeah. Big Paul playing the bass.
I was rapping.
I was on the very first.
That's why this nigga so fucking familiar to me. He had been around so fucking long.
I fuck with Jamie, and I can't remember not knowing. You know, you think back. I can't remember not knowing Marco Pooh. Now, you know, man, his grandma stayed in the same road back in the day. Pooh. When I moved to Mooresville, I ran down this road. We rode the bus.
Where you from originally?
I'm from the Bend.
Yeah. Okay,
he's from down there where I'm from.
You're from the country.
Shout out
to the country.
Yeah.
So I don't never not knowing them. It just was something to do. We go rap, you know.
We play ball together, actually.
Yeah. All ride the bus together.
That shit gangster.
As far as like competition,
ain't really think it was really no competition, because I feel like, gee, that's my nigga, that's my nigga, that's my homie, that's my homie, that's my homie.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like, it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then the competition come in with people like, you don't know him or something like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because when, go ahead, Cuz.
No, I'm feeling it. I'm listening to the story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Now, yeah. What I was going to say is when Steel Rod said, man, we went to this, to their party, and I battled this dude last night. But you know what he said? I bodied him.
I bodied him. He had to come back home. You know, yeah, like, you know, Curtis came back home at the time, like, y'all.
But he like,
handling business. I'm like, who the fuck is GOV?
He said, some dude's named GOV.
Took us down to the studio. And I was like, oh, Ross.
Yeah.
That's Ross. Man, the relationship with GOV and Smoke County is so damn, it's so tight that, like, I can't even figure out when that. I think we've always been cool.
We've always known each other, man.
We've always known each other. Whether it was niggas was in it before a group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Or niggas formed a group, you know what I mean? But any time before, it was just always a mutual respect. In our city where we from, we from a small town, but it's like everybody already knows everybody. So we pretty much go on a respect thing, you know what I mean? So it's all about respect, but that's how it should be in the world.
You know what?
Respect is that's it. That's it.
When I first heard your voice on the record, I was like, this nigga's voice is booming. When I heard Ross's voice, like, I'm like, man, that nigga, he sound like he coming through the record. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was just so menacing. So when we got a chance to do the PEM album, and then I heard you on that joint, got to work with M. Dot, you know what I'm saying? First we did the B-Team album. Mm-hmm. We did the B-Team album, had Brother B come through.
Yeah.
Gave us about 5 smoking beats, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga got some 5, I was in there checking out some of his beats. Hey man, y'all make sure y'all go to SoundCloud. Let's plug bro.
Let's plug bro
right quick. Go to SoundCloud, check out Mike Midi, MikeMidi.
Yeah.
Follow homie, check out them tracks, and make sure you purchase. Y'all niggas gonna get enough of going on YouTube, stealing them niggas beats, and ain't paying them for it. Get you some real beats, man. Go to SoundCloud, check out Mike Midi. That's what it is.
Now, do y'all got into new music now? Like solo music, or is it a new GOV album in the works? Can we get that here soon?
I think we need that.
Can we get that?
I'd love to.
I definitely got some songs.
You got some new songs?
I always got songs. Where
can we hear them at?
You can, on my phone, that's about it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But you know, everybody, you know, I feel like once you rap or whatever, you like rapping, if it's a studio or something, you always gonna have some songs, some tracks.
Yeah.
Whether you're trying to put them out or nothing, it's just the love of doing it.
Right. Yeah.
Say
that shit again, see?
You know, it's just the love.
It's the love.
I mean, yeah.
It's not all about trying to be famous or blowing up and making money.
Because look, half the niggas that end up blowing up, get money, they come from the gutter. Shit, they had been crashed out, boy. More artists die on drug overdoses and fucking up. Man, dude, you do this shit for the love. That's where you fuck up at. Not doing it for the love.
Humble and won't even try to.
Yeah.
So there we go. There you go.
That was my whole thing, man, with GOV, just to be honest. It's like, I have been a fan of just about everybody's music locally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At some point. Like, for real, I remember Doug from All Weather. I remember Doug Harrison rapping.
In high school.
I remember Doug Harrison, like, getting in trouble.
Junior high.
And
raps about
was it Abbott Harris music class?
Jerry's big ass nose rap.
Look!
That shit back in the day. I swear to God.
I don't think Trey Boyce jumping up and rapping on Jerry's music class. I had never heard of it in my life.
What'd he say, Ron? Hold on. What'd he say, Ron?
I forget what he said, but I just remember just being like,
no, he telling you.
Tell
him. What'd he say?
Go ahead.
And Nishon Jones.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
Nishon Jones and the Jerry's big ass nose jump. And the high shit, yo.
Shout out.
Shout out to Simi.
We got to get them on here too, man.
Niggas got rich history through this motherfucker.
First person that I know locally
spit that shit,
that will rap.
Hey, look, and had the CD with the two, you know, with the 276 on it. I had that CD.
Who was he talking about?
Simi Hodgson.
Shout out to Simi. Don't act like you don't know Simi. I know Simi. Hell yeah.
First nigga that made me want to rap.
Straight up, like.
For real.
He the first person that I heard, like, locally that I could touch rap and was good.
Yeah. And had a CD, too, then. Right. A real official CD.
He had no beats and everything. Simi make his own beats.
He make his own beats. He a Houston boy, too.
Damn right.
He the best, look, just hands down.
Shit hot right now.
Yeah. He the best engineer out of here that I know. Between him and Sonny. Between him and Sonny King, like, they the... They're the best on the boards that I know.
We need to just go ahead. These niggas.
Straight up. Like, for real, I salute them to this day. And shout out to Sonny King. Yeah. You know what I mean? That man came through, worked with us.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Kickaboo. Shout out to him. Come through, work with us.
Oh, rest in peace. No, damn.
That ain't the same.
That ain't the same. My bad. Yeah. My bad. Yeah. Same one. Kick-a-boom. My bad. Thank you. Roasted, huh?
He talking about I always brag about playing with
James Brown Band.
Yeah. That's all. He's still talking about that.
I'm in that studio with Dwight.
Yeah, exactly.
OG. Way back in the day.
Shout out to G Black.
Yeah, G Black. I'm going to tell you how much I love this music thing and this studio thing. I still got every single solitary syllable that I ever recorded from 2006 until I broke my system down and packed it up.
That's crazy.
I'm talking about every outtake, every breath, every beat that brother made and dropped up there with us. I still remember the first time I ever recorded Fina, because he was used to spitting through the verse, straight through and everything. Mm-hmm. And
we didn't know the luxury. We didn't have the luxury of stopping.
I was like, you can stop and do this. And he was like,
they was fucked up because they was like, this nigga's gonna rap this whole fucking song.
I'm like, man, you gotta take a breath. But he was so used to it that he was fluent in it, and it worked for him. Yeah. You feel me? But then I told him, like, yo,
you can stop.
This next track, look, this is what we gonna do.
You can pause.
Do this and do that and do this and do that. And he was like, yo, this is crazy. And we did it. And he was like, yeah. So I played the first one where he did all
the only way
through.
I wanted to record.
And then I played the second one. Like, point on. Just where it's at.
That was the only way to record from that point on. Because we come from the
I had
the
my
gun.
Whole studio set up at my desk at StarTech, except for my booth. I mean, my speakers, my mic, the stand, the spit guard, the mixer. Like, he got the Elisa's, I had the Elisa's, USB 8 mixer.
Yeah.
That I had it all
at your job?
At my desk. I left on my lunch break because I tracked the packages. They got delivered. Left on my lunch break, went to the house, threw every box in my car.
That's crazy.
Drug every box in StarTech, opened it, unpacked it, and put it together at my desk so I know what I'm going to do when I get to the house. Got to the house, called Cole, and he came through. I said, Cole, look, this is the moment of truth, man. I hit the look. The Phantom Power on the mic, I said, please say something. He was like, yo, when it came through the speaker, I said, we on, man.
Said, nigga, we lit.
We lit. There was it.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, Joe used to make a little whistling noise to get the dough. Joe was like, I said, hey, no, boy, I don't record nowhere, but right here.
Hey, who would y'all want to do the verses against? Would y'all do a verses?
A verse,
yeah, like a verse.
Pick a group.
Oh man,
pick a group.
It depends on which era, man.
I
want to
see.
There was a lot of groups that was out when we was out.
Damn.
And,
yeah.
You know, like you got All Weather, F13. Yeah. I mean, it's
Hall of Fame.
And there's a lot of them that were bangers.
FBC.
FBC for me, I didn't really. We didn't do music. We were street niggas. I miss City on some whole other shit.
Yeah.
Salute, man. Salute. Rest in peace. Long live.
Who you think, Pete? Who you think? Who
would you think? A versus against?
Yeah. I mean, just to be honest,
against who? I just want to say one thing while we're thinking. I don't know if y'all remember this. We was in the studio. Now, y'all know Scheme. Now, I just come from Danville.
Yeah.
OG was killing them on 97.
Yeah. Freestyle. Uh-huh. He was battling everybody. I was like, where y'all Danville cats at? Where y'all at? Mm-hmm. Well, I was saying that he was killing them. Killed them all the way through.
One of them, was it 102?
Yeah.
He said 97.
Oh,
he
was 97? Oh, 97?
He won 102. 102. 102. I'm about to say, yeah. 97.5. Raleigh.
Okay, he was winning all the battles. You remember now Scheme from Cascade.
Yeah, he from Cascade.
You remember Scheme coming to the studio? This now I don't know nobody else this happened to. He came in and bought 2 CDs and said they're bootlegging us.
In Danville.
Yeah. I said, what other group has been bootlegged before?
Whoa.
The crazy thing about it is like they would have, you know, it's a double disc. 28 tracks, 14 on this, 14 on this too.
Yeah.
They would only have maybe like 8 songs, and then they'd have like double. So they'd have number 2 on there twice.
They didn't have
a whole album. They just ripped some songs and burned some CDs.
Yo, that's crazy. They were trying to make some money. They were bootlegging the shit out of y'all shit.
We ain't know whether to be mad or be like, damn, we high enough to be bootlegged?
Would y'all agree? Mike Mitty, I'm going to ask everybody this question. Would y'all agree that I think that artists back in the 2000s, in the early 2000s area, I think they took the music more serious than artists nowadays. What do you say?
Absolutely.
I definitely agree.
I would agree because, you know, I kind of think about like when we was doing music, it's like Marco said earlier, man, like it wasn't really about being famous or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? We were doing it. That's what we really love to do. And then, you know, the internet really, really took off. And, like, you got your YouTube and, you know, all the other different avenues. So now I feel like a lot of cats is just trying to make a bag off of it.
That's it. They ain't got no love for it, huh?
Right, yeah.
Definitely.
You know, they ain't really trying to do it because that's really what they love to do. They feel like they can make some money off of it. So that's a lick. You know, so that's kind of my opinion.
I got a truck driving partner, man, and he told me, and it's just basically the same thing that you're saying. My truck driving partner told me, he was like, everybody's going to go get CDLs now. It was like so many people getting CDLs because it's a need for drivers. Yeah. Like it's a crazy need for drivers. He said, but you know, you gotta really have your heart in it and be passionate about driving a fucking 18-wheeler all day.
Yeah.
Day in and day out, day in and day out to really get this bag.
Yeah.
So like, and that's the same thing it is with music. Like you can't just jump into the music game. And I think that's, we were expecting that to happen. A lot of people to judge our success on what did you do? How far did you get? Blase, blase, blah. But we dropped records, all of us. GOV dropped records.
Yeah.
They got artists that were fucking known. When you seen them in the streets, like it was always love. Like we just had a genuine love for it. So that's where this shit, that's why everybody rock together. Like,
It's
going to be hard to do a versus against, because these niggas right here got music. Yeah, they like us too. Like they got music, and you can't just bring anything to the table. Cause nigga were rapping back then.
Yeah,
these niggas now like they can rap. True, I ain't taking nothing from nobody younger than from the younger generation or nothing. Yeah. Much respect to you, but y'all ain't rapping like this. Y'all ain't rapping like how Sassano then was rapping.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Jay Fitz.
Mm-hmm. Fitz still doing this motherfucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fitz still doing it. Everybody still doing it.
Hey, look. You can feel it in there.
I say this shit. You pick a state. Pick a state. Pick a hood. Bring they ass here and it ain't gonna be all good.
Yeah.
Believe that shit, man. Shout out to G.O. fucking V.
Hey,
man.
We're gonna wrap it up with this right here.
Alright.
Did y'all see the verses? The Red Man versus Method Man?
Yeah.
What did y'all think about it? Was it a success or what?
Yeah, especially when he brought in K-Solo and all that, man.
Ah!
Yo.
When they did the headbang, what did you think?
Man, that took me back over there.
I told you, when they did the headbang.
Gross!
K-Solo.
Yeah.
I was listening to SiriusXM this morning.
Uh-huh.
And they had Redman on, he bought K-Solo on, and I was telling my old lady, like, yo, you have no idea how the Incredible Letterman changed my life.
The Incredible Letterman. The
Incredible Letterman. I remember being in Dotson's class.
Yeah.
And working on them fenders and
different food just spitting it over and over in my head. I thought it was the dopest thing in the world.
Yo. What about my mom? Your mom's in my business.
My business. Can't you see, girl? Your mom was trying to end this. Your mom's in my business. Take a mom's business. Yo,
it had a fuck ass beat to it.
Yeah, mom. It had that Maze joint on there. Hey, look, that was 1990. Yes. K. Solo was the man in 1990.
God damn.
He was the leather man. He was, he was before Red Man. I told him when Red Man dropped, when he came out.
So he was the OG. Yeah, K. Solo was like OG.
But I'm saying, you had EPMD.
Yeah.
Then they dropped K. Solo.
Yeah.
Then they came with Red Man.
Red Man.
And then they came with Dos Effects. And then they came with Keith Murray.
Dos Effects.
They was before Wu Tang.
That was my group, Dos Effects. Yo, like
people were sleeping on Dos Effects because of how they were so fast. But you listen to what they were saying,
them motherfuckers had the shit out. I mean, it was like, who the fuck raps like that?
Yeah. Wait a minute. They brought him out.
That was Cole's group, Fruit Snickers.
Hey, look, they brought the dude from Lords of the Underground out to do the Funky Child. You remember? On the verses.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yo.
Man, he rocked that joint.
That's his name, Do It All.
Yeah.
Do It All, hit him.
If y'all remember Black Dice. If y'all remember Black Dice. Me.
I screamed it all.
I was the first sneaky cat. I was the best one.
Squeeze.
I forgot all about that. Shout out, look. Look, I say Dub. You know what I'm saying? Really made me want to rap. But I got to shout out to Lennon.
Cause
Lennon started that whole jump.
He did, man.
With that Sweet and Suave shit when we was in high school. Thing show with that Sweet and Suave.
I was saying that this morning.
Definitely on them niggas.
Yeah.
That's what made every nigga from Longville and most of high school say,
right.
"Yo, can do it."
Y'all did the show with the dude that did the water dance, man.
What's the name? That's the first time I ever heard.
DJ Cool.
Hey, look, he was on the Versus. Red Man and Method Man brought DJ Cool out there.
That's crazy.
DJ Cool.
Tell the truth. DJ Cool came to Longville High School.
I remember
he was working it.
We was working the show.
Yeah.
It wasn't but about 12 people there. I mean, including stagehands and whoever he bought.
Yeah.
But he was live, though.
And look, the dopest thing to me out of all of it was jamming them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they had some kind of malfunction. They needed to fill some space. That's the first time I ever heard Piedro Cabanis rap.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, that motherfucker can rap. Yeah. I ain't lying. Piedro's ass can rap.
Petey Sanchez came out there, yo.
And you'd have thought it was 100,000 people out there.
The motherfucker could put that shit together. Hey, a lot of y'all niggas can't fuck with that nigga Petey Sanchez right now.
I put a lot of us
against a lot of youngers. And y'all can't fuck with us, man. And that's the God's honest truth. That's the God's honest truth. Like, the young cats are talented. Yeah. I'm not a hater. I'm not one of them older niggas who hate on young niggas. That's not me, cuz. That's not me. I respect the game. I respect music. But honestly, you're going to have to bring your motherfucking top-notch pen game to fuck with this man right here. Right here. You're going to have to bring your top-notch pen game to fuck with. Him or me? You better bring your shit. And we in our 30s. Some niggas in their 40s. So, you know.
I'm tell you like this. Whenever they always ask the battle, I'm going to tell you like this. Do your best. That's what I'm going to do.
Damn right.
I'm not going to do nothing less. They'll tell you. That's why it always took so long for any song that I was on. It took a long time. Because I go through 6-7 verses. I write 6-7 verses and...
That ain't the one.
That ain't the one. Yeah. I keep playing that joint and listening. I'm like, yo, I cannot be the weakest link.
Damn right.
I ain't gonna mess up this song.
When your shit ain't up to par.
Let's come. But real talk, though, I know we're about to wrap up. All I want to say, man, is I appreciate everybody that's ever rocked with me in this music, man. Especially my team. Me and Brother B, people don't know. We dropped the joint July 21st of 06. July 20th, we was in the basement all night
long. That man left the basement just enough time to go home, take a shower, get ready for work. And I did the same thing. We come up in StarTech 7 o'clock in the morning with two duffel bags full of that double disc. And when we left, it was shaboing, boing.
Bitch was gone.
It was nothing, man. So for real, shout out to y'all, man, for giving us this this chance, this opportunity.
You know, it's love. It's love.
It's all love, man.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man. Salute, Brother B. I wish you the best, bruh. You took it the furthest. That man that went up out of Indiana, that went to school, worked in a couple studios, and he got his stuff going. Like I always tell you, bro, you think if there's anything that I got that you need, I ain't nothing but a phone call, text away. I shoot it to you, or give you a copy, whatever you need, bro. It's all love with y'all boys, man. For real, y'all niggas is always gonna be embedded in my heart, man. Y'all changed my life in 06, and I appreciate that.
That's love.
So,
no doubt.
Does anybody have any merch or product that y'all want to shout out?
Yeah, I just want to shout out my mom. It's a chick. She rap now. She doing big things. She got to the project. She about to be on the joint with the Brat.
Okay.
Shout out to Zing. You know, she's Mooresville, Eden area.
Okay.
You know, she got a joint.
She claiming what? Mooresville, Eden?
Yeah.
We she fucks with you. What's her name? Zini?
Yep, Zini. Z-E-N-I-E. She got a joint now. On check out YouTube. You know, Karma came back. You know, anybody watch it, check it out. Get the views up. Somebody got to make some money around here.
Damn right. Hit that Sonny King page up. Hit that artist that he got. That boy doing big things, man. He from our area. Salute that boy. Help him out. Hit.
What's his name?
Sonny King.
Oh, you said the artist. He the artist. Guy.
Well, he got an artist.
Is that who you was talking about?
Yeah, I forget her name, but it's all on his page, man. He
got you.
He working with people in Italy and stuff, man. So look, help that man out. I'm certain that my nephew, Young Danger, got something coming out.
Yeah.
That boy come. Look, I remember. Look, I remember the first time I recorded that boy. And I told him, I'm like, look, he gonna be a monster. I told Fino, I'm like, man, he gonna be a monster. Fino said, man, you need to hear his brother. Yeah. Then they come through. Like I said, man, I worked with plenty of people.
KNC and GMV like that. Believe that, man, we like that.
Shout out to James Flame.
James Flame couldn't be here, man, but.
Black.
Bad. Golly, I wish he was here, but. That man had to DJ
something.
James
Flame, just Google it and come up, bro.
I want to give a big. Go ahead, Ben.
You missed something too. You said we did the album release party. What was the date you said? Good time.
November 17th.
November 17th. What year?
2007.
Yeah.
2014. November 17th. Yeah. Isn't that when we premiered the Unstoppable video?
It
was on the 17th.
Hey, that nigga Brian on point,
right?
I'm listening, brother. I'm listening, brother, because it all adds up. You know what I'm saying? Science and mathematics is everything, man.
That was seven years.
7 years apart.
Yeah.
November 17th, huh?
Fuck around. Huh? You got November 17th, huh?
So far, forget
my nigga
you,
crazy.
For that video, drop my chain. That night, that party, RIP, rest in peace, Rashid Penn.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Go for us to do that up there at Good Times.
Shout out to Rashid. I remember because
he was well taken care of, man.
And did his thing out here.
That's why it turned out the way it did, man.
He gave us the Hollywood treatment.
You performed that night, didn't you? Did he perform at night?
Where?
Yeah.
Where was we at?
The Good Times.
Man, look, Fino used to be a big deal back in the day.
Fino's
ass used to be a big deal back in the day. I probably did.
I think I brought you up on that. I think I brought you up because I think we had just got through performing the anthem, and I wanted to you had some hot shit that was.
Marco.
Fino used to be a big deal. Yeah. Fino the first nigga I know in charge for niggas for a trap.
Facts.
Fucking right.
Facts. Hey, I gotta get $10 for something.
I gotta get something, nigga. We need a bag. Everybody know, look, nigga, I love money. Till this day, like, you know, if it's a service that you provide for niggas, you got the right to ask them nigga for money if they want to fuck with you. So that's how I looked at it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nigga looking at you like you was doing something wrong.
Yeah, but now that's what, like, damn, that nigga was on it. Fucking right, but
I won't do that again to nobody in my city. That's why I wouldn't. If I ain't got a relationship with you, we might charge you one time.
The work you put in behind, then they'll understand.
Yeah, we're putting in a lot of work. We're putting a lot of work. I'm putting a lot of work with these cats. All of us, if you're from Martinsville, Henry County, and did anything with music, you're putting in a lot of work. So that's what it is. We about to wrap up this GOV reunion show. This part one. Might have a part two. Have a part three. You already know how the fuck we moving, man. But this is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino
and GOV. Let's go.
Gun down the building.